Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today is Tuesday of Holy Week, the most sacred week of the year in the Catholic Church, and we're going to be reading from the Gospel of John. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once. And it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify himself in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus said, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." Friends, as we enter into this Holy Week, it can sometimes be interesting to imagine yourself in the scene and to place yourself in the boots of the different disciples. To imagine yourself as the disciples who may have been confused when Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." I mean, what a shocking assertion. Or imagine being such as Peter, saying, who is it? It couldn't be me. I'll go anywhere for you. Or how often the times have we been Judas? Have we betrayed God? Have we known that we shouldn't do something and yet we do it anyways, out of our own arrogance, out of our own ignorance? Friends, we've all been Judas. We've all betrayed God. We've all crucified God to the cross with our own sin. And we need to repent. Let us not be like Judas, who sinned and betrayed God, but yet wouldn't approach his mercy. You see, what's different is that Christ prophesied that both Peter and Judas would betray him. But yet Peter chose to repent. This Holy Week, I want us to envision and I want us to make an effort to go to confession and to thoroughly repent and to ask God for forgiveness. Don't justify. When you go into confession, don't justify what you did. Just ask for the mercy and for the forgiveness of God. And ask for the grace to be like Peter. Ask for the grace to be like Peter. And that when Jesus says, will you lay down your life for me? That we can say it with authority and with purpose and with hope in Christ's mercy. So again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. And again, my name is Gabriel, and thank you so much to St. Gabriel Radio for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. May God bless you.